Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
All righty, rocking and rolling. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. This time of the year, you always see this guy's legendary shot. I think they'll never stop playing it. Of course, he is Christian Laettner, and he's brought to us today on behalf of DraftKings, and he's here to talk about the NCAA tournament. Christian, appreciate the time. Thanks so much, and how are you?
My pleasure, Zach. I'm doing great. I'm just getting over a cold, but doing great here in Florida.
Well, we actually had Jamal Mashburn in studio last week, and we were talking about the whole moment up against Kentucky, the shot, Duke and Kentucky, and obviously a play that will live forever. All these years later, and you still see it replayed this time of the year over and over again. What's the memory for that iconic moment for you?
The memory is, thank God Mashburn wasn't out there. He fouled out, and I know he regrets it, and he wished he could have, you know, maybe not fouled one or two times so he could be out there, but what a player he was. I think he was just a sophomore, you know, that year during that game, and he went on, and I played against him so many times in the NBA. Just an unbelievable offensive player, really hard to stop, and I loved every time I played against him. You know, the memories are just too many to mention, and the fact that it's on ESPN every March, and you know, the 30 for 30, I hate Christian Laettner, and they talk about it in such depth. It just brings back great memories. I get goosebumps every time talking about it, thinking about it. I have to force myself not to watch the show because I love the show so much.
You know, it's so weird. All these years later, this is something that everyone brings up to you, and you wonder if there's any new components or any untold stories. I saw Rick Pitino was on with Part of My Take, and Coach Pitino was basically saying the one regret he still has to this day is that right before his team went out onto the court, they said, whatever you do, don't foul Laettner. How about them? Because everyone talks about not having a guy on the ball, but them not really contesting the catch on that pass that was thrown to you.
Well, that's just what a coach has to say that. Every coach, if you put them in that scenario 1,000 times, every coach is going to say, don't foul the shot. because we don't want to lose with no time on the clock and the kid can make free throws to win the game. So he did not make a mistake in that regard. He might have made a little mistake by not having someone on Grant Hill to contest the pass a little bit. And yes, the biggest mistake is, like you said, not contesting the catch. If they would have had someone flying at the ball right before I caught it, behind me, in front of me, trying to distract me during the catch, you know, that might have made a big difference. But you can't blame him for saying don't foul Leitner, because you should say that. Any coach that's a decent coach has to say that in that scenario.
Yeah, and he kind of thought, because when he said that, even though it's the right thing to say, it made his players get a little timid in the moment and kind of get afraid to even be within like 5 feet of you or something like that.
Yes. And it's been 30 years and I coach nowadays. I've been coaching for the last 10 years. And if I find my team or my players in that situation, the last thing I say to them is don't foul. But right before then I say, fly at the catch. Fly at the ball. Try to distract the kid a little bit. If you can deflect it, tip the pass. And yes, it might have made the kids a little timid, play a little softer than they should have. But hindsight's 20/20. And thank good they did get a little timid in that regard.
Worked out A-okay for you guys in the Duke program. Christian Leitner here with us. What are the iconic buzzer beaters that you really love, since you have such an iconic one? You know, I remember the Chris Jenkins shot for Villanova a few years ago to take down UNC. Jalen Suggs, even though they didn't win it, to put them in the national championship game. What are the moments for you that have really impressed you, since a lot of people argue you're buzzer beater and that moment's number one on the list?
Well, the Jenkins one is incredible because that was for the national championship game, right? If I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's got to be the biggest one. And when that happened, I went on Twitter or X and immediately said something like, I'm passing the crown to you. And that got a lot of feedback. But since then, I'm not on Twitter or X at all. I try to stay away from that social media stuff. But, you know, I think NC State and Lorenzo Charles, because that's like one of the first ones I remember when I was young. So, but they're all incredible. The kid from Valparaiso, I don't remember his name, but every one of them that you see is just incredible. And that's what makes March Madness so great. And that's why it's just going to be crazy starting today. Aren't the play-in games today?
Yep. Later today.
I mean, everything moves so fast starting today. So I don't watch college basketball religiously, you know, nowadays, but from today moving forward, I'm going to be watching every day, because the round of 32 and the round of 16 happens really quick.
Christian Leitner here with us. You know what it's like to win back-to-back championships. UConn, just like how you guys did, is trying to do that. And they have a better team here the second go around. So I don't think anything phases them. How about the pressure of trying to win back-to-back tournaments?
Well, it is hard, I'll tell you that, because everyone's gunning for you. You know, they're going to give you their best game. But I'm impressed with UConn and Danny Hurley. The fact that he gets some of his kids to stay, and he has some juniors and seniors on their team in today's game, where the transfer portal and NIL and people can leave and people can transfer and go to the NBA. I'm impressed with the job that he does in terms of getting some of his kids to stay. Now, the thing I like the best about UConn, and the thing that I'm impressed the most with Danny Hurley and the job that he's doing there, is how slow his team plays and how simple and easy they make the game. They pass ahead. Everything is not just dribbling the ball a million miles an hour. They simply pass the ball ahead. They pass it down the court. They slow down at the right times. They catch and face. I love the speed of their play. They're fast when they should be, and they slow down when they should be, I love the way they play. I love the way they play the game.
And I think right now, because you know this with how it is with one and dones and the transfer portal and NIL, it's tough for players now to be the face of the sport. So forever in college basketball, or at least the last 15, 20 years, it felt like Coach K was the coach of the sport. Now with him in retirement, it seems like Danny Hurley has taken over the sport, getting that championship last year, and now being that polarizing person where, like you, 50% of the people love you and then 50% of the people hate you.
Yeah, he's definitely, you know, becoming the face of college basketball, and that's what happens when you have so much success. And not in my eyes, I love Tom Brady, and I always wanted Tom Brady to win. And if Danny Hurley keeps doing good, I'm going to want him to continue to win. Sometimes I pull for the winner. Sometimes I pull for the underdog. But I'm just impressed with how he gets his team to play. I love watching them play. That Hurley family, they know some good basketball. And it all starts with their dad, Bob Sr.
Sure.
And we know Bobby Jr. can play the game and coach the game. And it's good to see them continuing to have success.
One of some of my favorite memories, when I was at Temple, and you had Bobby and Danny on the same staff, I think, for one season at URI. And I think URI and Temple was in the same conference. There was like no one at this Temple basketball game. Hearing those two guys on the sidelines, I say this in a respectful way too, because I love this from coaches. Man, maniacs, just yellers. And absolutely awesome to see both of those guys on the same staff all those years ago.
You know, basketball is a beautiful game when it's played the right way and coached the right way. And sometimes I get worried about the fact that coaches don't stay somewhere for like 5-10 years so they can get their system established. And then we know the players don't stay anymore. The players transfer or the players go to the NBA. And I mean, even Duke, they're just so young. And I think back to how much better I was my junior and senior year compared to my freshman year. It takes time to get a system under your belt and to play the right way. And it takes coaches staying in one institution for years and years and years, and the players got to stay also.
And there's really no patience anymore. Like, I don't think John Shire's in any danger of losing his job, but you do have some that are like, okay, where is Duke basketball now going? What are your thoughts on what John has been able to do the last 2 years since replacing Coach K?
Well, it's just the sign of the times. And, you know, with everything being so quick and immediate on your phone and social media, and people want results right away. And if John Shire and Duke isn't doing great every game, you know, people lose their patience. But I'm here to tell everyone and tell the world that it takes a while for your principles, your philosophy, the way you expect the game to be played offensively, defensively. It takes a while for it to get established. And that's why I don't love the transfer portal. I don't love when coaches leave and go to a different school and the kids transfer and go to the NBA too early. And I wish people would be a little more patient and stick around and give the system a chance to work.
And I don't fault the players for making money, right? But you always wonder when you're trying to make money and you're chasing that bag if you're chasing it for the right reasons too.
Well, that's what the pros is for. You're supposed to work hard and practice on the court more than anyone else and put your blood, sweat, and tears on it. So at the end of all that work, you can get paid and make some money. So the NIL thing, man, it just changes everything. And the horse is out of the barn a little bit. And I don't know if they can walk it back and change things a little bit. But the NIL is something that has to be handled the right way. And, I mean, even I would be pursuing different things if I was in college now and millions of dollars are coming in through NIL. I mean, it just changes the whole picture.
Wrapping up with Christian Laettner, who joins us today on behalf of DraftKings, and he's here to talk about the NCAA tournament. How about Kyle Filipowski? What have been your impressions of Duke's big man?
He's a great player. He's another kid that I hope he stays at Duke another year. I don't know if that's going to happen. You know, I just filled out my bracket, and I'm sorry to say I don't have Duke going to the Final Four. I was just on another show, and the guy, you know, pointed out that Christian, you picked all number one seeds, so I have UConn, Houston, Carolina, and Purdue going to the Final Four. Duke's going to run across Houston, and I think Houston's going to be playing with a vengeance because they got beat in their conference this past weekend. Houston also got out of the tournament last year a little early, so I really like Houston. They play hard. They're very well coached. They're great on the defensive end, and I'm picking Houston to win it all, and the reason is because when I was a junior, I lost in my conference championship against Carolina. We lost by 20 points, but then we went on and won six games in a row and were able to get our first championship my junior year, so I'm picking Houston to win it all this year.
Last two things I'll ask you. We started off with the shot and how everyone keeps on talking about that. Are you surprised still all these years later how many people talk about Isaiah Thomas not getting on the dream team? Because that pops up at least a few times every year, and a lot of times it's coming from Isaiah.
No, I'm not surprised about it, but that's because there's a lot of forums and a lot of platforms where people have to have stuff to talk about. Everyone has a podcast and everyone has a show, and they got to talk about something, and there's just so many subjects, and it's not a bad subject to talk about. I was only lucky and blessed enough to be on that dream team because they chose to have one college player on the team. If it was reversed and they would have had a 12th NBA player, I'm sure Isaiah would have been on that team or someone else.
Well, Christian, hey, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this once again. Christian Laettner is here today on behalf of DraftKings. Christian, thanks a bunch.
Zach, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18+. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 6/15/24. Void where prohibited.